Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we continue on this theme of reconciliation. Earlier in the week and last week, there was an emphasis on faith. And part of what builds faith, strengthens faith in us, is our ability or our humility to see when we're wrong, to acknowledge it, and to repent. Not to hold grudges, not to withhold forgiveness. This is the call of the disciple. Look what Jesus did for us. When you're having a hard time forgiving someone, look at what Jesus did for us and does for us. Look at how willing he is to forgive if we simply say, we're sorry, we repent. He's eager to forgive. He's waiting for it. He's praying for it. Do we do that with those who have hurt us? Are we eager for reconciliation? We can quench the Spirit in us, or we can give the Spirit room to really grow in our hearts and our minds and our spirits, depending on whether we hold on to grudges, we gossip about people, or whether we realize that this person, even if they have objectively hurt me, in some way, perhaps in some significant way. Nevertheless, I will be willing to forgive. Doesn't mean I want to, but I will be willing to forgive because that's what Jesus has asked of us. He even tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, I think it's around chapter 6, where he says, if you go to the altar, supposing you're at Mass, and there remember that your brother has something against you, or in another case, you have something against your brother, leave your gift at the altar, go and be reconciled, and then come back and offer your gift. That's how serious this reconciliation business is. It's not optional, brothers and sisters. We opt out all the time, but it's not optional. And when we really do repent, even if the other person doesn't say, well, no, I'm not going to forgive you, even if they say that, if you've done your part in going and saying, I am very sorry for what I've done, will you forgive me? Even if they say no, you are placed in the position where God can work in your heart. And then you pray for that person who has hurt you. You pray for them that they may come to know God. And I've seen across this country, there are times when people have gone through that process of anger and hurt and a desire for revenge and not speaking to one another, maybe gossiping about one another. And they really heard this message that I'm saying here today and have reconciled. And relationships in many cases, not all, but in many cases are deeper and richer than they ever were before whoever offended who. Brothers and sisters, don't miss all the grace God has for you because it takes a little humility. Come on, it's hard to go up and say, you know what? I did hurt you by doing such. I am really sorry. Will you forgive me? Even if they say no, you have done your part. Then go and pray for them if they say no until God touches their heart. And then you really want a friend that will last for all eternity. Think about that. Reconciliation is critical. So we take a look here at the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verses 7 to 10, then 11 and 13 to 17. The Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Now command the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant to come to a halt in the Jordan when you reach the edge of the waters. So Joshua said to the children of Israel, come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that there is a living God in your midst, who at your approach will dispossess the Canaanites. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of the whole earth will precede you into the Jordan. When the soles of the feet of the priests carrying the Ark of the Lord of the whole earth, touch the water of the Jordan, it will cease to flow. For the water flowing down from upstream will halt in a solid bank. The people struck their tents to cross the Jordan, with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant ahead of them. No sooner had these priestly bearers of the ark waded into the waters at the edge of the Jordan, which overflows all its banks during the entire season of the harvest, than the waters flowing from upstream halted, backing up in a solid mass for a very great distance indeed, from Adam, a city in the direction of Zarethan, while those flowing downstream toward the salt sea of the Arabah disappeared entirely. Thus the people crossed over opposite Jericho, while all Israel crossed over on dry ground. The priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord remained motionless on dry ground in the bed of the Jordan until the whole nation had completed the passage. These people had miracle after miracle after miracle. And yet, it didn't necessarily convince them. Did for the moment. And then they fell back into their own ways, or old ways. When God does something good for you, remember. Keep it on your heart. Thank Him. Ask Him to help you grow in holiness. Ask Him to help you grow in faith, in the ability to forgive and to be forgiven. Ask God for the grace. He won't withhold it from you. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 to chapter 19, verse 1, Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him?" I have to laugh because we sound like children, don't we? How many times do I have to do that? If my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? Which, of course, was the perfect number. And Jesus said, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. In other words, over and over and over again, perfectly. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did his master homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan." Great act. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. Now, remember, he's just been forgiven a huge amount. Now he sees one of his fellow servants who owes him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, "Pay back what you owe." Falling to his knees, his fellow servants begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Isn't that our situation, brothers and sisters? Every time we go before the Lord and we ask forgiveness, He grants it. And then when somebody sins against us and they ask for forgiveness, we say, "No, no, I'm not going to forgive you." Every single one of us has been forgiven innumerable times by God. We in turn are to go and do likewise. There's no wiggle room here, brothers and sisters. That's why we need the grace of God. We need an abundance of God's life within us to help us to see how to do that. More on that in future programs. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed, and so they should be. And they went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Now apply that to yourself. Apply Jesus saying that to you. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? And then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. Now, I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it. You can say, well, I can forgive this and this and this, but I can't forgive this. God will give you the grace to forgive. Forgiveness does not mean that something doesn't matter. It simply means you're willing to cancel the debt as God has done for us. That's what God says to us. Love one another as I have loved you. And his forgiveness to us is an incredible gift that every time we come to him sincerely repenting, he will forgive. It's an incredible gift. We can't abuse it. If we have been forgiven, we need to go and do likewise. I pray that you can take this in, because our God is a God who's forgiven us how many times? For me, it's innumerable times that he has forgiven me at so many stages in my life, things that I've done wrong, things that I've been given the grace to repent for. And as I repent, and as I express my sorrow, I don't feel humiliated, because that's not the way God works. I know that I have sinned. I take it seriously. I repent for it. But Jesus' arms are open to receive me back. That's the thing. I don't meet stone-cold heart and darkened eyes and anger. I don't meet that. I meet a God who stretches out his arms to receive me back when I repent. And so it is that God wants to do for you. And as you experience it, it makes it easier to do it for others. I don't mean that you have to excuse them. I've said to people, and people have said it to me, what you did to me really hurt. But I do receive your forgiveness. I do love you. Let's begin again. However that needs to be said. Brothers and sisters, what happens is that the chains of darkness are broken, as well as the darkness itself is shattered by the light of his presence when we forgive. And we begin to see almost with different eyes. We begin to see how God is working and how forgiveness, both given and received, sets us free. I have asked forgiveness of some people who've said to me, no, I'm not going to forgive you, because they're still too hurt. So what do I do? Give up? No, you go back to prayer and you say, Lord, help this person. I know that I did wrong. I've asked forgiveness. Help that person to forgive me. And in some of those cases, the person has actually come back to me. Sometimes it's taken years. But as long as my heart is open, the moment that person turns toward God, we can be reconciled. God has so much for us, brothers and sisters. Give him every opportunity to show you how much he loves you and how much he loves those you love. God bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.